Stoner Fighters.
Thank you, thank you. No, 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 really, thank you. Everyone, please. Thank you. Welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Wednesday, January 25th, 2006. And I am your host, Mr. Larry Vader. How are you doing, everyone? How's it going? Welcome. Okay, well, yeah, maybe sometimes because you can, you shouldn't. But we do anyway, and it happens, okay? So welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. As you may have noticed, it was a little different intro. And it's a lot different talent. It's just me. It's just Mr. Larry Vader. And Big Fatty is off for the night at a Hahara meeting. So I figured that it just wasn't right to leave you guys without a Little Fatty Cast. And so with that said, here it is. It's your show. And there's just some things I wanted to catch you up on that maybe Big Fatty just wouldn't care for. Excuse me, wouldn't care for him. You know how the fat one does. And when he doesn't care for things, he just goes, meh, like that. And you can really go a whole show without that. By the way, everyone, extra special Chris says, hi, y'all doing? And hello, everyone. He was not invited to be on tonight's show because he was at the gym. And we don't want to interrupt folks while we're at the gym. So, anyway. Let's see. A busy day. And you know that it's going to be a good day when it starts out with some skull. That's right. We're going to start this off immediately with the skull update. Well, everyone, you know that it's a great day when the first thing you hear out of the skull is meh, and you're just like, what is she talking about? What is going on? Well, y'all, how about the skull have been up on the phone with someone and told them more information that she needed to tell them about the coal mine and what goes on, and then was going to try to accommodate them, and when she couldn't, she'd already told them too much, essentially. So then it made her look like, one, a liar, or two, that we were incredibly unorganized. So she goes and asks the mother what to do, at which point I'm standing there talking with the mother already, and the mother chews her out from one end to the other, and that was the start of my day. It was a damn good day starting that way, everyone. Oh, goodness. It kind of took a turn for the worse, but I think it was okay. Had some really interesting discussions with folks online today. Extra Special Chris and I had some really good ones, but unfortunately, I forgot to write them down because I know we talked about free Wi-Fi, and that was a good one, but that one's old and tired. I'm tired of talking about it, but there was something else, and so hopefully, if you can remember, Chris, if you could remind me what it was, then maybe we can, do something about that and put it together. Okay, sorry about that. If you heard a little jump there, that's because I'd forgotten to save. And guys, this is a Little Fatty Cast take two because I opened up Logic at the same time. Excuse me, at the same time I had the Little Fatty Cast GarageBand set up open without realizing it. And it crashed GarageBand, and I had saved the setup I had for GarageBand, but I hadn't saved any of the jingles and vocals I had put in there, and erased, ruined, gone, pissed me off. And can't really blame that on GarageBand. That's my fault. But I really did. I didn't mean to open Logic. So anyway, not that you care. Okay, so everybody knows that you are a regular listener to the show. If you're not, welcome. Mr. Omar from theothero.com is my internet husband, and we talk a lot. And this week, he is out in Las Vegas pretending to work, as you would normally do in Las Vegas. But I've been to Las Vegas, and I know how much work is probably getting done there. And I'm not going to hold that against him, but I will say that, Omi, I miss you. I miss you. I mean, I would like to have been with you and all, but I couldn't. And so, yeah, it's real lonely back here without you. And not that he's ever been here with me in Charleston, because I've missed him when he's been up here or didn't know him. And but it's more along the lines of I don't get to talk to him as much, I guess, because he's 3 hours behind, which he dealt with for the week before last when I wasn't here. So I know how you felt now, and the time difference makes it very difficult for us to talk. So maybe I will give you a call whenever I'm done recording. And you better be listening, even though you're in Vegas. You've got to take a shower at some point. Listen, listen, listen. You've got the power book. Okay. So I'm going to check that off my list a second time. Because you know we've got to talk about Lamar. Y'all, though he did get to go see the Star Trek experience in Las Vegas, how about Miss Horty went and did that a while back? Now, if I'm successful with what I'm going to tell you about next, you'll be able to see pictures of that on the internets. Because I don't think there's any sort of limit as to how many I can put. So my old Vegas pictures with Buff and Michael will be on the internets. And you'll see a much younger Mr. Larry Vader with sexy tanned legs, which is something that Mr. Larry Vader hasn't seen in a very long time. But I, too, went to the Star Trek experience. Oh, my goodness. One thing I didn't talk about, and I want to talk about this, is while I was out in San Francisco, everyone knows that I got to meet, or not meet, but hang out with my brother, Paco Rodriguez, who is not really my brother, but he is in a gay sort of way. And I love Paco. I love him, love him, love him. But all of a sudden, we're drinking, y'all. And how about he's like, or his boyfriend said, "Hey, Larry." And I said, "Yes, boyfriend." And he said, "Did you know that Paco has a third nipple?" And I said, "No, I did not." Sure enough, third nipple. Now, Paco, if you didn't want me to broadcast that on the internet, you should not have made me take two photos of it. Okay? So, y'all, those photos are also on the Little Fatty Flickr page. And that should be up and running by the time you get this. I've gone ahead and bought Flickr Pro because I am real nervous about backing things up all of a sudden. And so, I'm going to be using the Flickrs to do that. Okay. So, with that said, the Flickr name is Little Fatty. And if you go to the website, you can obviously click on something that says, like, My Flickr, or you can click on the listener photos down at the bottom right hand. Anyway, it takes you to Flickr. I don't know what's going to happen when I start uploading probably, you know, 1,000 photos or whatever to it. So it may get populated really quickly, and it may not. And please excuse my cheap digital camera. Okay. So check off Paco's third nipple. Which kind of brings me to something else, everyone. Well, let's talk about this iPhoto. Now, Extra Special Chris has been giving me a very, very hard time about not using the iPhotos. Well, I mean, I just don't use the iPhotos. I've never used it. I had always kept my pictures just in folders, in a master folder, which Apple so conveniently goes ahead and gives you under your user account called Pictures. And then I give them cryptic folder names and then just leave the file names as they were when I imported them from the Camera Raw. And that's really kind of not so good. So anyway, I decided that it's really time to start using the iPhoto. So with the new iLife, and it can do a lot of cool things, I said I might as well. And then when I upgrade to my MacBook Pro in about a month, you know, that'll just be easier to move the iPhoto library over, hopefully. I'm still not sure I'm going to trash all of my original photos. I'll probably I just backed them up last night on my old iBook. Took all the applications off the hard drive to fit them on there, but I got them. And so it is running a backup right now of my iMac until I get the MacBook Pro, and then the iMac will run as a backup for the MacBook Pro, but you guys don't really care, and I shouldn't bother telling you, but I did. So anyway, y'all, I get up in the iPhoto, and it is addictive. How about I just been up in there tearing stuff up, adding comments and names and keywords and all sorts of sweet mother of God stuff, and it's cool, though. I really like it. So if it integrates as flawlessly with Flickr as I think it does, then you will really be able to see a lot of Miss Horty up on the Flickrs. And I've got to change some file names and stuff to protect the innocent and those in the military. But once I do that, we should be all set. And that's really, really, really exciting. Because, I don't know, like, Omar has, you know, he keeps his photos on his website. And I was like, what? Who would do that? But it's really nice to be able to look at them. And I do some traveling. And coming up this year, you know, I've got another European adventure, hopefully, unless something falls through. And I'm moving, which I'll talk about in a second. And just all sorts of stuff that you may want to see photos of. I mean, and different people have asked for different things. And I know the majority of you do not care to see photos of my cat. However, a lot of you probably do, or a few of you probably do. And so, you know, there'll be, that'll be separated out, you know, Bilbo and Rosie, or Bugaboo and Bugabet, as Big Fatty calls them, will be there. So anyway, I know you guys don't really care about that, but you know, I wanted to give you some like witty, humorous, show today. Cause I listened to Omar's and I'm like, oh, I've done a few shows like that, but girl, I don't know. I'm just not feeling it. And, I don't know why I'm not feeling it. I paid bills, and bills always depress me, so I guess I just decided to get all blech about it. And then I was like, well, I really want to record a show, because otherwise I'll sit here until like midnight putting photos in iPhoto and giving them names. And so I wanted to get something out for you guys, because there's always so much to say, and I love my listeners. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. And yeah. And if you've also noticed, I love you so much, I've still never asked for a donation to littlefatty.com. And I really want to keep that to be the case. I've made a few dollars here and there off the Google ads and the t-shirts and mouse pads and stuff, which actually brings up a good point. I know this shit ain't selling, but, you know, I have mouse pads you can purchase at the Cafe Press store that say things like, I do not use computers nor cell phones. And also there are t-shirts there and trucker hats and stuff like that. DJ David J, you may need a littlefatty.com trucker hat. Anyway, and I think they're kind of cute, some of them. And if you don't particularly care for the artwork, let me know. If you're serious about buying it, I can do new artwork for them and have it up within an hour. So anyway, that's cafepress.com/littlefatty, I believe. But also, it's called Little Fatty Jockstraps is the link on littlefatty.com. Website plug. So go on over to littlefatty.com and just click on, follow that link through, and look at those Google ads down there on the page, because you just never know if you might want to click on one of them. And if you aren't sure, just click on it anyway, because that's good for littlefatty.com and it's good for Larry Vader, who pays money to bring you this show. Pays too much money, coincidentally, but yeah, it's money. And actually, thelittlefatty.com, oh shit, thelittlefatty.com URL, domain name, expires possibly in a few days. So I think that Mr. Larry Vader is going to get on purchasing that again, so that you guys don't have to worry about, you know, whatever. And when I purchase that, I'm also, when I renew it, I'll move it over to a new account I've also set up. Good God, I've got so much web hosting space that it's just sad and pathetic. That I'll never use. But and if you're smart, you probably noticed that some of the Little Fatty casts have been coming from there, because for a while I was getting close to maxing out the littlefatty.com bandwidth transfer, whatever they call it. It's called something different everywhere else. So okay, so I'm going to talk about my housing situation here in just a minute, but I have for you a Big Fatty update. Big Fatty. Yeah, I would love to play some fancy sounds, but I'm sorry, that only works on the G5. Honest to God, it doesn't work on the iMac. I can't play sounds while recording. Like, on the G5, I've played around with it, and it works flawlessly. But since that's at the coal mine and not here, can't do anything about it until I get those AKG microphones at the coal mine. So, or Heil, I'm not sure which ones. But anyway, Fatty got some money in the budget for that to do a coal mine podcast. But that's neither here nor there. Okay, so, you know, it's like 4:40 maybe, 4:35, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, I think I'm going to leave a little early. I'm going to leave early. Yeah, I'm going to leave early, and I'm going to go by the grocery store, and I'm going to get some veggies, and I've got some chicken at home, and I'm going to go home and grill up some veggies and, you know, saute some chicken or maybe do some shake and bake. You know, I didn't know what I was going to do, really. I just had these big plans, and in my head, I was finishing up a template I was working on for a content management system. I'm doing there, so see, I'm not stupid, everyone. Which I sometimes feel stupid when it comes to audio computer stuff, especially when talking with Extra Special Chris. But then I'm like, wait a second, I'm not stupid. I do know what I'm doing. But anyway, so I was like, well, I might as well just go ahead and go. Everyone else is gone. It's me, Big Fatty, the skull and the hat. Nothing's going on, and I didn't go to lunch today. So I'm like clicking. I'm quitting Safri and things. You know, I think Chris went to the camera store. I don't even know what was going on. Well, how about all of a sudden, Big Fatty comes running back to me, or he probably even called. It was something heinously horrifying, and says, "Hey, Larry, my computer won't turn on." Now, first of all, you ask yourself, Big Fatty, why did you turn your computer off before you were getting ready to leave, only to turn it back on? And he's like, well, it was running kind of slow, so it needed a restart. And I'm, you know, Big Fatty loves a restart, but really, restarts aren't necessary. So, anyway, so Big Fatty was, you know, me. So I go up there and I'm like, yeah, let me see what she's going to do. So I turn it back on. It, you know, makes the typical Apple. And so I'm fiddling with it, and I get down under the desk, and I turn it off, and I unplug all the peripherals, because sometimes, like, he's got a scanner that's on, like, crack or something, and it does crazy stuff. But I couldn't understand why there was no picture, blah, blah, blah. So fartled, you know, and still nothing. So I was like, well, let me walk back to my office really quick. So I go back there. And he's like, I bet it's the monitor. And I said, well, I don't think it's the monitor. I think it's the video card or something. He's like, it's working. He's like, no, there's nothing wrong with the computer. Blah, blah, blah. I said, nah, Big Fatty, the hard drive's working. I don't think there is. So I go back and could VNC right into it. So Big Fatty is ready for the worst. He goes into the hat's office and he's like, I'm just going to need that new computer right now. And I was like, well, Big Fatty, it's going to take them like 5 days to build it. You know, whatever. Like, I wasn't in such a rush. And the hat said, oh, go ahead and order it and whatever. And I was like, Jesus Christ, the budget hasn't been approved and, you know, whatever. So I fiddled and I went in his office and I said, you know, before, and I took a little 19 or 17 inch flat panel display I have that I have for a cow or something in there with some converters. And I was like, well, Big Fatty, at least you can do whatever. While we were in my office, we backed everything up, of course, and just to make sure. And so we decided, you know, I called Extra Special Chris and he said, no, it's gotta be the monitor. Or he's like, I bet it's the monitor. And I said, well, I bet it's the video card. And then I said, but you know, if I can VNC into it, then it probably isn't. And he's like, yeah, the backlight probably went out on that old monitor because it's an old flat panel, one of Apple's original, cinema displays, and 22 inch before there was high def, by the way, if anyone's curious. And, so, worked on that for a bit, and I was like, let me just try unplugging it. And when I did, I heard, like, a cracking wire or whatever. So, it turns out, y'all, the wire was just bad after all of that. So, I rigged it up so it would stay connected, and poor old Big Fatty. I think he shat his pants. I really do. And that's probably why he's not on the show tonight. I really think that he is, I don't know, his heart's probably still, you know, His as Miss Licker and Omi would say, his blood was high. He couldn't see it, but he could feel it. His blood was high, y'all. And he's already had terrible, terrible luck with computers lately at the coal mine. I screwed something up once, and so, or not with the computer, but with a InDesign document, because I wasn't paying attention to what he was talking about. Because, you know, sometimes Big Fatty just talks and you don't really listen. He does it to me, so I don't feel bad. So, anyway, let's see. That's important. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. So, poor Big Fatty. So, everyone send him some condolences. That's BigFatty@littlefatty.com. Okay. One last thing I want to talk about really quick. I wanted to make this a little shorter because I do want to hoist it into the bed real soon. And that is that, hold on. Okay. Sorry. Oh, God. I felt like Cousin Patrick earlier. Like, hold on, y'all. I'm typing, but it's just Extra Special Chris. So, my realtor is a really great realtor and really got things rolling today about getting my place on the market and all that good stuff. And it seemed like a really good thing was going. And then I found out that the place where I had hoped to live was going to be unavailable to me. To me. I said, to me, because of a snafu when I was hired. Maybe not even so much a snafu. Maybe, oh, he won't ever really need this rank and this banding. Let's not give him the band he needs. No. Ruined. So, I do not have the eligibility to move into this place. And we're working on that at the coal mine. That's fine. Like, it's just really a paperwork change, but it's a very difficult thing to get changed overnight, which is when I need it to be changed. So, anyway, with that said, Miss Horty spent the afternoon on the real estate search. Not really to buy, possibly to rent. I'm not sure that I want to lock myself back into something here in Charleston. I'm not, let's say, 100% sure I plan on staying here very long. So, real estate was key, or renting was key. And so, yeah. Now, I know I've owned my place for only like 3 years, okay? We're coming right up on 3 years. Something happened to rent in Charleston. Now, I knew she was high because I did live in a resort community. Somehow, when I was making about half of what I'm making now, of course, I had two roommates. We lived in like the freaking lap of luxury. I know y'all remember those places. Like, somehow you just luck up on it and get a real good deal and you have a roommate, and I don't know. But I didn't want to live that far away from downtown again or from the beverages. And really, it's actually mileage-wise closer to downtown than where I live now, but traffic makes it take about three times as long to get there in the mornings. Because, you know, we do keep the coal mines on the peninsula of Charleston. And the beverages are in the west of the Ashley area, and that's the complete opposite side of Charleston from the east of the Koopa, which is where this apartment was. And so I loved it, but I really didn't want to live there, and it really didn't matter, even when I considered it, because they've gone condo. And that's what kept happening. I kept looking for places, and I couldn't find them, and I'd look, and they'd gone condo. So, you know, and there were a couple of places that looked okay, and I knew where they were. One was, like, right across the street from Beverages, but I just wasn't so sure. I was like, I really think that that's sketchy, and I couldn't ever tell anyone that I lived there because I'd be embarrassed, and, you know, Miss Horty does not need to be embarrassed about where she lives. That's all I'm saying. I don't want to be embarrassed. Okay. So, because while I'm not wealthy, Miss Horty ain't exactly poor, and so, you know, I can afford to live on my own now, and, you know, a little one-bedroom place was exactly what I was looking for. So, if anyone has any downtown peninsula or Charleston one-bedroom or studios with a separate sleeping area, please let me know. I would like a separate sleeping area. I really don't want you to walk in and see my bed, like, right in front of the door. I would at least, like, a half wall or something to be separating that area. That would be really cute. And if you could keep that under, like, $700 a month, Miss Horty would appreciate that. Because she ain't paying a lot to rent in Charleston. So, especially not when she could own for less than that. But the point in that being, I need somewhere to live. So I did find some place, guys, and I'm very proud of myself, and I'd completely forgotten about this neighborhood. And it is east of the Cooper, but it's at the very base of the bridge. The apartments are really cool because the one bedroom is a one bedroom. It's actually only 100 square foot less than my whole condo. But they, you know, like every apartment in the south, and it may be this way up north, had a screened in porch or a balcony or a deck or whatever.
Oh my God, excuse me. Oh.
And they took that and made it a sunroom. So there's, you know, living room, kitchen, dining area, bedroom, bathroom, laundry room, and then a sunroom, which, you're like, okay, great. Well, a sunroom, if you don't know what that is, or a Florida room, maybe is what it's called. It's a room that's mostly windows, like, you know, pretty much just all window walls sort of thing. And I've looked at them. They have little hardwood floors down in them. They're really cute. And I have looked at them probably 4 years ago now. Good God, I'm getting old. Yeah, it was 4 years ago. Absolutely it was. When I looked at it about this time. And, they're cute, they're convenient, and they're in my price range, is my point there. My point, if you will. And so, and I think they're having a first month's free special. So I'm all excited. I'm like, perfect. The sunroom is great. If you're wondering why that's great, it's because it's kind of like a second bedroom. It's big enough. I can put a little twin bed in there or a day bed. And I have both of those in storage at my parents' house. And also my desk, my big desk, my real desk, not this wussy one I'm on right now, for work and everything. And it kind of like closes off, which is nice. And I don't know, whatever. It's fine. So anyway, that's kind of like my backup if this place sells out from under me and I don't have anywhere to live. But that's what's going on. So if you have some real estate suggestions, I would certainly appreciate it. Okay, well, I guess that's about it for your show for tonight. I'm going to close it with the new Other O promo. And then maybe a little voice letter or two. I'm not even sure if I can import those. But hope you all are doing great. Don't forget, littlefatty.com is the website. You can go there. You can manually download old shows up to about a month old. You can view our Flickr site. You can find numbers and addresses that you may need. You can subscribe there as well. If you're not sure how you're hearing this, there are one-click subscribe links for iTunes. And I need to put the real feed up there too, huh? And whatever. You can also comment on the podcast. And if that's not enough, then you can e-letter me. I'm Larry at littlefatty.com. And send me an e-letter, and I'll try to get back to you. I'm not always perfect. I have quite a few in my inbox right now from Mr. Ronnie from Florence. And I promise, Ronnie, I'm going to put that link up. Excuse me, dear God. I'm going to put that link up, and everyone will be able to see your photo block. And I guess that's about it. Don't forget to send us a voice letter, 206-339-6FAT. That's 206-339-6FAT. I hope that you all are doing great. Thanks for listening. Subscribe if you haven't subscribed. And please tell a friend about the Little Fatty Cast. Get them interested in one demented source or sort of humor and all that good stuff. I must be tired. I'm falling asleep. So on that note, we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Hola, chicos. This is Omar from The Other O Show. I love to talk about everything because among friends, nothing is off limits. The Other O Show is about my life in Atlanta, Georgia, and wherever I end up as a traveling software trainer. You never know who will co-host with me, so tune in for your dose of azúcar mixed with some down-home southern charm. I'm like Aretha Franklin stuck in the body of Desi Arnaz with a southern drawl, y'all. Go to theotherO.com or check out The Other O Show in iTunes, a gay podcast con sabor latino. Nos vemos pronto. Mm-hmm.